This is Andrew for Geek News Central, coming to you from Gadget Show Live in Birmingham, England. I'm with Dan from Robox. Robox have a very neat little 3D printer. Dan, why don't you tell me a little bit about it?
Sure, yeah. So this is a micro-manufacturing format. So it's the 20-micron minimum layer height printer. It prints in PLA and ABS. We have a dual nozzle extrusion, both 0.8 and 0.3 millimetres. So you use the 0.8 to fill in the gaps, 0.3 for the perimeter prints. And we have the extruder itself can do a dual material. So we can use two materials at the same time, which is coming out in the next quarter. So you'll be able to use a support material, which is water-soluble, and the other ones, so you can do very complicated things and just chuck it in a bath of water and it will melt away and you've got a beautiful thing there. Typically, we're printing very quickly for that size and price bracket. It's a very nice, compact thing. And in the future, you'll be able to change the head for stylus cutting, milling machines, things like that, because at the end of the day, it's a four-axis CNC, basically, so you can... can do all those business things.
Okay. And for someone who hasn't really seen one of these before, how actually does it work?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's quite simple. So it heats up the plastic filament and laminates it. So each layer is on top of the next, and the quality of the print is defined by how small those layers are. So we can go down to 20 microns, but you might want to be happy doing it at 200 microns for a draft print to see how something works. So each layer takes more time. So, you know, twice as more layers, twice as much time. So you just try and work out which is the best for you.
And does that just mean that the kind of the finish is a wee bit rougher?
It does indeed, yeah. You'll see the lines more. On fine print, you very struggle to see the lines indeed, but a lot of people, especially designers, they just want to feel something in the hand and see if it's the right size. So in all those applications, it seems to be, you know, absolutely, you have all the options to see how you can get on with it.
Okay, and where do you get your model from? Do you have to download it off the web? Do you have to create it yourself?
Both. You can create it yourself. You can use all the different websites available. Thingiverse and My Factory, and there's many others. Or you can create your own file, save it as an STL, and print it out yourself. So yeah, choices are all there.
Okay. And for someone who hasn't really been here before, what would you think, say to them, you know, why is this the future?
It means that you can create something right there and then. In the past, you had to pay thousands of pounds to go off to get your items prototyped. That's changed now. You can buy something, and this is £900, and you can print all day long with it. It's your own personal device. You don't have to wait for anyone. Just go home at night, set your print going, and it'll be ready for you on your desk in the morning. So it just changes things, and it's a lot more productive. If your design's wrong, you don't have to wait 2 weeks to find out. You find out there and then. So.
That's great. So you mentioned the price was £900?
That's right. Show price today is £89,999, but usually it retails at £99,999.
And what about the consumables?
Consumables, we do PLA and ABS in a multitude of colours, from hot pink to black as night. And that's PLA is about £27 a reel, and the ABS is £25.
And to just give somebody an idea, how long would that reel last you?
It depends on what you're printing, but you get 850 grams of filament on there. So to give you an idea, these carabiners, which you may be able to get a photo of off our website, cost about 12 pence worth of filament. So it really depends on the density you want to do it at. So you could just do a shell for modellers if they just want to make a model of something. It's really just the outside they want to see, so you don't have to have any material in the middle. So you could, it's as creative as you can be with it, really.
And do you need a very powerful PC?
Not at all, no. We're using i5s here today. If you use Windows 8.1, that's got a 3D Builder software built in it, so you can manipulate models more and do things like that. But you can run our software on, i5 and above is absolutely fine.
Great. And if people want to know more, where's the best place to go?
Go to our website. It's Google Robox, and you'll see us. We've got a multitude of links on there if you have a look at.
That's great. Look, thanks very much.
No worries. Thank you very much.